what you waiting up? Check checkers on your phone. This the Tony Sands Show, turn your radio on. Kelsey just turned down like a field goal, so we in the zone. Got games like a stadium, I'ma go ahead and pack the dome. I'm cooler, smoother, make you think with your medulla. You a student, I'ma school you with the facts that I'm producing. This is for the high schoolers, college students, nah. Everyone can do it, do this, I ain't new to this. My style is rich, it's lucrative, maneuver through it. You know it's fast only, you know it's so sensational. Like my big homie Tony, you could catch me every Monday after kickoff on Sunday. I got these cold hard facts and we ain't talking Sundays. Co-host with Kelly Daly, shout out to the big homie. You know it's so sensational, like my big homie Tony. Co-hosting with Kelly Daly, you know it's facts only. You know I'm so sensational, like my big homie Tony, 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 Tony. Go BBS Radio.
Yay! Hello fans, hello fans. Welcome back for an incredible season of just incredible sports. Top athletes, South Florida.
Blowing it away.
Got the top guy coming tonight in South Florida. Everybody wants to see it. Mr. Five Star himself. At receiver. Himself.
Just electrifying.
Buck Pride in the house tonight. Jerry.
That's how they do that Buck Pride. You know, and sometimes when you're in that stadium, you know, when you talk about Buck Pride, because now you got to talk about people like Denard Robinson. We'll get into, you know, Denard had to do some explaining this week on how his car ended up in the pond. But that's neither here nor there.
Yes.
We're talking about the main man, Jerry Jeudy. It's coming here on the Tony Sands Show to announce where he'll be attending college, whether it be 3 or 4, because he can't go 2. So it's got to be 3.
Where will he be taking his talents, Tony?
Wow. South Beach.
South Beach is
Alabama,
in the running. They're in the running.
Rocky Top, Gator Chump, or Tomahawk.
Tomahawk,
who will
maybe,
win
maybe.
The sweepstakes.
Stay
who
tuned.
Who wins the sweepstakes?
Stay tuned. We can only tease them a little
who
bit.
Who is going to win the sweepstakes of Mr. Jerry Jeudy? And I know it's a lot of, listen, I'm guarantee you there's media outlets in all of those states.
Here that are tuning in right
in
now.
In every city that I just called, there's a media outlet waiting to run this, run away with it to see just where Mr. Jerry Jeudy is going.
Yes, you're talking about alumni and athletic department.
What?
It's going to tuning in to see.
It's going to be all glass. It's already been trending on Twitter. It's been a trending topic. My Twitter feed is going crazy. The last time we did this was Mr. Sam Bruce.
Mr. Bruce. Where he decided to take his talents.
He took his talents to South Beach.
To South Beach.
But Mr. South Beach have left South Beach and went back home. That's becoming a trending topic.
So now does that kind of play in with Jerry Jeudy here this evening? Does he kind of...
Do he feel Wade Road?
Yeah.
Do it become not Wade City, but do it becomes Jeudy City? We'll find out.
Could be. We're going to find out.
We'll find out.
Under the new regime.
Trending topics around the NFL. Le'Veon Bell apologizes to his team for the distractions that he has caused.
Big distractions. We're talking about a suspension for Le'Veon Bell due to not being there, not being present.
Correct.
Not being present.
There's a difference between failing the test and then not being present.
Where in the NFL they count you not being present
is a failure of the test.
But he was not present.
Neither here nor there how that plays out. Now Drew Brees makes a statement. He's 37
my
now,
man.
And he can play well into his 40s and beyond.
My man, they don't call him Cool Breeze for nothing.
He can play well into his 40s and beyond. He said.
I think I'm ready to.
So what's beyond him?
Quarterbacks, their drop-off is at the 40s. So
correct,
if he says
correct,
beyond,
correct. Yes,
I will lend him 2 years in the beyond, and I say 42.
$12 million. 1 year, $12 million. That's better than winning the lottery.
Is it?
Yeah. 1 year, $12 million. You got to understand. When I say year, I'm only saying from – you know, pretty much August all the way around to January.
All the way around to January.
That's a nice sweepstake. If you break that
you're
down,
right. You're
if
right.
you break
you're
that
right.
down, 12 okay. million into six into 6 months.
Okay.
12 million into 6 months.
Okay. I yeah, that
That's hitting the sweepstakes. That's hitting that, the
that's hitting,
hitting
it,
the lotto
like
right
no
now. Yeah, because it's guaranteed.
Yes,
it's guaranteed. And now, we're talking about Ryan Fitzpatrick here for
out,
the Jets.
Who went out in that deal, Fitzpatrick or the Jets?
If he stays healthy,
yeah.
If he stays healthy,
correct.
He will ultimately be the one to win out if he stays healthy.
Right, because now, like you said, now, if I have a great year, the 3 years that you didn't want to give me now, you're gonna have to pay me a whole
yeah
lot later.
Now
a
it's
whole
it,
lot later.
Yeah, it's big interest on that now.
Now there's no negotiation.
And now the only team, it will not be the Jets being the only team sitting at the table now.
Correct.
You
correct
have a full correct line of teams that will sit at the table now.
Correct.
So definitely more leverage in that
another
situation.
Another trending topic around the sports world with the NFL,
uh-huh,
the way guys are showing up to training camp, it's starting to blow my mind.
Big time.
I mean, blow my mind from a standpoint. It's almost like prom time for these guys. You know, prom, you don't know what you're going, what a person's going to come in.
Right.
This
what
is almost
come
like prom
in
time. Patrick Peterson shows up in a nice red helicopter.
He's taking it to new heights. Now, hey, now.
Antonio Brown.
Showed up in what?
A nice tricked out. I didn't even know you tricked those kind of cars out. Phantom Rolls Royce coupe.
Yeah.
I didn't even know. And then.
That takes some guts though. That takes guts.
But then he shows up in that. And then he get called out.
By Mr. Marshall. Brandon
yeah
Marshall.
But Marshall. Now, listen. And Marshall has the Porsche. He has uh-huh a nice white Porsche. Does the Porsche in the Phantom, is that an equal, is that a, what they call a ransom? You know, ransom is equal. What you give, it's got to be equal. And I don't know if that's equal.
I don't know if that's equal either. I'm with you on that one.
I don't know if
I'm
that's an equal
that
trade-off, your Porsche for yeah my Phantom.
Yeah, I'm with
and
you on that.
And then that Phantom is tricked out. I'm quite sure. I'm hoping that he didn't paint it that car. I'm hoping that someone wrapped it for him. I'm hoping that it was wrapped.
Knowing Antonio Brown, that might have been painted.
Yeah, man.
That
I,
might have been
listen,
painted.
Listen,
he lives a little bit on the wild side and
I
out
seen
of the box.
Him at the Pro Bowl.
He's an out of the
at
box
Pro Bowl
type
in
guy.
Hawaii, uh-huh. Man, listen, when he stepped in the room, it was different. That's all I can say. He was different. Different from a whole standpoint of dress, style,
yes,
everything
yes
about it.
Yeah, he's
was
a,
totally
he's
totally
a different guy. He's on edge.
Totally different in a standpoint of how this guy just come into the building. Now, can he, do you think he can get 2,000 yards this year? You think that's within his grasp to grab to get 2,000 yards, though?
Looking at the Le'Veon Bell situation, I think that situation plays a
that
part.
That up.
And yeah, so now we're talking about a major piece to the puzzle of him being able to do that. Because if you go back to last year.
Correct.
And let's understand, Big Ben is not going to complete a full season. So we got it, you know, lend credence to that. Okay, outside of that, now you have the guy that's going to pull that two and three, that double coverage
that double
off
coverage
of you.
Yep.
So now that allows you to get those yards. But if
but
he's not
now,
there.
Wait a minute now. That works on the flip side, too, because now if you don't have Le'Veon Bell,
uh-huh,
I don't have to really too much worry about your running game.
Right.
Now I can play back, and does that hurt him on the quest for 2,000 yards?
Yes, yeah, it hurts him.
I mean,
it definitely does.
From the standpoint, your running back opens up, you know, they come up,
right,
you go over the top, and that's what, you know, he's used to doing. That's, but now I can sit back as a defensive coordinator when I'm preparing for it.
And then understand now they're looking for someone to also fill the void on the other side because we also have another weapon of theirs, Martavius Bryant, who's
yeah
on a year suspension.
And how strong is Big Ben?
I just don't.
How strong is the arm on Big Ben? Because now that clock.
Yeah, yeah.
His time.
Yeah,
Big
his,
Ben, the
his, yeah,
time
his
is
clock is
tip,
moving. So,
tip.
And that's why I say him completing a full season, I just don't see that happening.
Correct.
So his 2,000 would be a lot harder maybe to hit than,
correct,
say, a Brandon Marshall.
Marshall
now,
yeah,
with the Jets making the move to bring Fitzpatrick into
yeah
camp,
correct,
I think that gives Brandon Marshall now a little bit more confidence to kind of throw out and say, hey, let's
here
make this bet.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah,
correct,
let's make this bet.
Okay,
so.
But now. Let's move to Jerry's world. Do Jerry Jones and the Cowboys go after Nick Foles? And how strong you think they should go after Nick Foles? Because guess what? You got Moore and Prescott behind what type of Romo. I would say behind a healthy Romo, but we don't know how healthy Romo is. So now do you go after Nick Foles?
Let me tell you something about what's coming out of Dallas. With the problems that's going on the defensive side, Tony, I think the best insurance is going to be offense. And it would behoove Jerry Jones right here to quickly get out there and get Nick Foles signed, because there are going to be other teams looking at him.
Yes.
You need to put as much offense on the field in Jerry's world, because right now it's looking as if your defense is going to be Swiss cheese.
I'm not looking – and what I mean by that, because the thing, everything really depends on how healthy Tony Romo continue during the season. Can we get a full season of Tony Romo?
And you don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Can we get a full season of Tony Romo, period?
Right.
And the man of the hour has just stepped into the room.
Yes.
At the Tilt the Kilt. The man of the hour has just stepped into the room here at the Tilt the Kilt. And he's walking around shaking hands. He knows right now he is the center of attention here in this building. When you know you're the center of attention, what that feels like.
And that's what I'm just turning to you to say. Now, you know, that's what I want to say.
That's a different feeling.
Right now, you know,
you are the center of all attention when you walk in the room.
When you walk in
everybody
the room.
Everybody is here.
Waiting on your decision.
On your decision.
And take this into account. He knows his decision right now.
Yes, yes.
We're chomping at the bit. We're here to find out. We don't know.
I don't even have a hint. But one thing I wanted to make sure that I didn't do, I didn't want to know.
Right.
You know, on my Twitter feed, you know, people are relating me to the University of Miami. But I'm not. I'm a Jayhawk. So I have nothing invested in this.
Yeah,
I'm a Jayhawk.
No ties to UM.
No ties, but they... You know, people saying different things on Twitter that, you know, last person did it, they went to UM, so that makes, you know, he wouldn't lead a bride. I have no ties.
Here on the Tony Sands Show, we are playing the neutral card.
Game, I don't play no side tonight unless it's a Jayhawk. Now, I may nudge him a little bit if it's a Jayhawk, but that's all it is. But guess what? We're going to go to commercial break, and we're going to play some songs that we think our fans would love to hear.
Yes.
So we're going on our first question.
Which may give them some insight to who he may choose.
Our producer, Doug, is going to play. Doug, go ahead and we're going to roll. We're going to be commercial break 5 minutes. We're going to play these two songs and we're going to let our fans know what's going on.
Miami, nobody likes you.
The U holds up, man. It's here. It's here. It's something special.
Everybody wants to be like us, because they know how much work we put in.
I'm hurt, dog. Don't ask me if I'm all right. Hell no. Joaquin said dominate, and we not doing it. I put my heart in this, dog. Let's go, man.
No, man, I'm pissed. All y'all take this down. I'm pissed, man. We don't care about nobody except this you. We don't. It's over.
We're back here at the Tilt the Kilt in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Kelson, guess what? Big announcement coming up. The countdown is on. The clock is ticking.
What are we at, 11 minutes?
About 11 minutes.
About 11 minutes and counting.
Until the clock is ticking. Jerry Jeudy decides, and I know I teased some of the fans just then. I teased them with the University of Miami. Then we played Sweet Home Alabama. Wow.
What does that tell us?
I don't know. I'm just playing music, man. I'm just playing music. I like to play music. But, Kelson, let's get into a little bit of the high school part of this.
Yeah, let's get into it.
Let's get into the high school part of this. When you look at Broward County, and I'm looking at the power structure of Broward County and Dade County. I think that power structure then slowly kind of shifted a little bit to Broward, where the power teams are in Broward. Because you got to look at, you're looking at Deerfield, you're looking at St. Thomas.
Yes.
You're looking at American Heritage.
American Heritage.
You're looking at Chaminade.
Chaminade, Madonna.
Is kind of raising the bar with.
Right.
And then you go to Dade, and really the only thing that you're hearing coming out of Dade is Miami Central.
Yeah.
So now does... Can Broward County sweep a state championship with St. Thomas, Deerfield, Chaminade, and American Heritage.
And American Heritage. And then we can throw Boyd Anderson in there, too, because they'll have to tangle with Central.
Boyd Anderson got to tangle with Central.
Yeah, at some point in time. So they got to go through Dade County. So I would say, yeah, Tony, I think that we're looking at
a changing
of the guards right now that is taking place. Because if you understand now, there are some players that are coming from the Dade area that have now switched over to coming across that line into Broward and coming to some of the Broward schools.
And you can do that now.
Yes, you can
go
anywhere now.
The state legislation has opened the floodgates up that you can switch schools. You can go wherever you want to go.
Right.
Without no problem. As long as I can get myself there transportation-wise, there's no issues, I can go where I want to go.
So now that really opens it up. So it's looking like that is going to be kind of the changing there that may happen. And if it plays out this season, that all four teams from Broward end up in the state, and it very well could happen.
State champion bound.
Look out for your players to start kind of flowing across that line headed to these Broward schools.
I think the closest that they'll go, you're dealing with Flanagan, you're dealing with Miramar.
Right.
St. Thomas, to where kids from, I don't know how far will they go past Sunrise Boulevard to go to school, because now that's putting a little strain on them going home.
Central Broward area down.
From Broward Boulevard
down
south, those kids can transfer in and say, okay, if I'm coming out of Dade County, I feel comfortable where I can go to St. Thomas, I can go to American Heritage, or I can go to Flanagan, because the like I say, it's open.
But now, how many schools are we talking about in that area that we just named in Broward?
We're talking about a pocket of schools. We're talking about. You're only talking about St. Thomas.
St. Thomas.
You're talking about Flanagan,
Miramar, Chaminade.
Possibly American Heritage. Possibly. You can take 75.
Yeah, because you take 75 and come out that way.
Those are the main schools. I don't see them going so far to deal with Dade County, to deal with the north end of Broward County.
No.
And that's not that far. And we're here tonight for Jerry Judah's announcement. And one thing about that, when it comes to the city of Deerfield, Buck Pride, when you grow up from Buck Pride as a Packer Rattler, mm-hmm. now there's the Packer Rattlers and the Bisons.
And, mm-hmm.
So there's another team called the Bisons in Deerfield. So now when you grow up, these kids only have one dream, and that is to do what? Go to Buck Pride.
Yeah, they're local school.
And
that's the only place that does that as an area school.
Yeah.
That is the only area school that tends to keep their talent. And now with those teams on the north end being as well stacked, as I call it,
waterfront talent.
Yeah.
Because that's going to become now beachfront property like no other.
Yeah.
You know, the structure of what Deerfield used to look like is slowly changing to where it's become waterfront property. Like I said, we're on the countdown. We're on the countdown here on the Tony Sands Show for the major announcement of Jerry Judy. Is it Alabama, University of Miami, Florida State?
Throw him in there. Don't shake your head.
I said Florida State, and that man mouth watered like it was a piece of chicken in front of him. You know, because he is a Florida State guy.
Throw it in there.
When I said Florida State, his mouth went to watering.
Throw it in there. They're one of the five. It's all right to say.
You know what? Listen, I went and I dug some research.
Uh-huh.
I went and picked out songs of each one of these schools.
Uh-huh.
And if I was ranking songs mm-hmm. on this, if I had to rank songs on this, Tennessee, I'm going to rank them.
Okay.
You know, because as the people heard earlier, I played Trick. You already know.
Okay, now when you rank these, be aware. Your Twitter is open. Your Twitter is open.
I know, but just listen.
All right, go ahead.
Then I went Sweet Home Alabama.
Right.
But I like that song. I went that next. Then I went to Tomahawk Chalk number three. I went mm-hmm. Tomahawk Chalk number three. Then it was a toss-up between the Gators fight song and Rocky Top.
And Rocky Top.
I mean, I couldn't get no feel out of them. They so boring. No one even thought to even write a song about the team. Sweet Home Alabama, they could use that in Alabama.
Yeah.
University of Miami can use Trick, which you already know.
Yeah, that's the ambassador.
Florida State, y'all just in the stadium. All y'all do, the only thing y'all do is your arm get tired.
Yeah.
Y'all hammering something. Y'all arms get tired throughout the whole thing.
Yeah, we just let it get in your soul.
Rocky Talk, I was trying to even make sense out of why you even use Rocky Talk.
I mean, that's a that would be like a Tennessee thing. You wouldn't understand.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
You know, I'm pretty sure that's what they would follow with. We'll check on Twitter and see what they come back with. But I'm pretty sure they're gonna say.
And if you want, you can follow me on my Instagram at Get Sensational, or you can tweet me any of your comments at TonySands24 on Twitter, and I'm gonna try to answer some of your tweets here. If you got an order of how you think this thing is gonna play out, tweet me, and I'll call it out on the Tony Sands Show. But Kelsey, it's gonna be exciting, man. Yeah. I mean, when you, like I said, the young man walked in the room.
I thought it was draft day all over again.
Of course.
Thought it was draft.
I mean, he walked in, you know, dapper down in black, looking dapper Dan.
On the phone, getting calls.
In the last, as they call it, last hour.
Yeah.
I'm doing my pitch. In the last hour of this thing, I'm still selling my pitch on, hey, listen. It's Mark Richt. It's Nick Saban.
Yeah.
But hey, listen, you can have a good time down here with us. You know, I mean, I'm quite sure in the last hour, everybody is sitting. It's almost like National Signing Day when they're sitting by the faxes waiting.
Yeah, you're waiting.
They sitting by.
Oh, they sitting the around somewhere in the coaches' offices or somewhere.
What's going to take place? Because like I said, this thing is on a countdown. As we go, it is a countdown like no other.
And just and Tony, just a little bit on Jerry Jeudy, just to let our listeners out there know.
Listen,
this kid has worked hard from where he came from.
Within the last 2 to 3 months.
Yeah.
This kid has, when I say lit up the landscape, he's really made a pitch of why he is the best receiver in the nation.
Yeah, he's really. And
the best receiver in the nation.
And with that time period that you're saying, if you go back, he was at a four-star at that particular time. Now, after he's lit up all of these camps and things,
and
he's up to a five-star.
One of the beauties that this young man has had, he has had the opportunity to watch some heck of a receiver.
Yes,
now,
yes.
The Ridley brothers.
Yeah.
He's watched some great receivers and had an opportunity to learn. Coach Calvin Davis and the crew over at DFM and Monarch had an opportunity to teach this young man and raise him. So he's seen some great receivers.
Yeah.
He's seen some great receivers.
As he's been
and he's
growing.
He's friend with these guys.
Yeah, as he's been growing.
He's friend with these guys. So he's seen greatness.
Yeah.
When you look at what Calvin is doing
up at Alabama.
As a freshman, that's exciting. I'm quite sure anybody that's a friend of his want to see that.
Yes.
They want to eat out some of that also. I would want to eat.
And that makes the Alabama fans eager because now.
Eager to go.
You know that Calvin won't be there long. Are you getting another gift that has been brought up in the South Florida system?
I'm not saying that.
We don't know.
This thing could get turned in any kind of way.
Right.
That it may go, you know what I mean? But I'm saying to you, when I look at what he's done, the body of work that he's done within the last 2 to 3 months,
mm-hmm.
when he goes to the Open, when he goes to Paradise down in Miami, and then Friday Night Lights up at Florida, no one. I watched him close up at the University of Miami camp.
Yeah.
And I've been on the campus watching this guy, and I've watched him. And listen, I've never seen a receiver start rise so high. Mm-hmm. within these last three months of the body of work that he's put in. And that's why when I look at this guy, I compare him, when you talk about the NFL, I compare him to a guy like Dez Bryant.
Uh-huh.
I compare this guy to Dez Bryant. And you are,
good example matchup. That is a very good correlation there between those two.
Dez Bryant type of receiver. He can run the ditch. He can run any route that you want him to run.
Inside and outside.
He can take the top off.
Yeah.
He can run the digs. Whatever you want him to run, this guy has the ability to run. But now, and we're talking about that because South Florida not only have Jerry Jeudy, they have Trayvon Grimes in South Florida.
The next big time guy to make his decision.
Both of those guys are pitching to say who's the best.
Who's the best?
Who is the best when it comes to receivers?
Yes, and we'll get a chance to see that close up here in South Florida as those two face off against each other. So
I'm quite sure they want to make a statement. We're going to run to a commercial break. We're going to play some more fight songs. And guess what? We're hoping to come back with a decision.
Who is it going to be?
Stay tuned on the Tony Sands Show. Decision time is a ticket. back here on the Tony Sands Show live at the Kilt in Fort Lauderdale on the corner of Andrews and Las Soldiers, where the food is also good. Hey, listen, we're waiting for that decision. It is coming.
Yes.
It is coming.
It is coming.
It's coming. So as I'm going to tell you, we're going to, I don't know. I really want to play a fight song again. You know, I've talked to everybody. They're waiting. The kids, his team is on their way here. They should be arriving here in a few minutes, and that's when we're going to make this decision. But as I tell you, Kelsey, let's get into, I want to break down that Trayvon Grimes and Jerry Jeudy type of receiver.
Uh-huh.
If you was building a team.
Yes.
Now, I'm asking you as a receiver because you played that position. If you was building a team, mm-hmm. which one would you take?
Okay. Based on my knowledge and my expertise, and I train receivers here around South Florida, I'm starting my team with a guy that is well-rounded, able to, like you said, he can take the top off, he can run the intermediate route, and then here's the key thing, Tony. You want a guy that is able to make those around him better. And when you're talking about the passing game, the receiver does not touch the ball all
correct.
The time. He
correct.
Needs someone to get the ball to him.
That's correct.
So when you're talking about someone that can influence
others.
When he does not have the ball
correct.
All the time in his hand, I want that guy. And right now,
who is your pie piper?
I'm starting my team with Jerry Jeudy.
So you would go with Jerry Jeudy as
starting
your guy.
Starting my team with Jerry Jeudy as my guy.
Because I've seen him lead now, guys.
And I mean, taking nothing away from Trayvon Grimes.
Okay.
Still
no,
a top guy.
He's a guy that
still
can take
talented
off the, top.
Off the charts.
He reminds me of a Calvin Johnson.
Yes.
He reminds me of a type of receiver like a Calvin Johnson to where I could take the top off the building.
And do all type of things. But,
and work
and a very good comparison there because yeah. as we see, Calvin Johnson could only do so much in his time period.
Yes.
Okay. And what we're talking about with Trayvon Grimes there is only so much that he can do or he
correct.
Influences as much
correct.
As I feel. I think that Jerry Jeudy and him coming from the background that he's come from and the tutelage that he learned up under the Ridley brothers,
correct.
I think that he has the dog in him that we talk about, that alpha male that can go out there and make others better around him.
I go with Jerry Jeudy
with the nod over Trayvon Grimes right now.
So you're saying right now, you was building that team, you were going Jerry Jeudy.
I'm going Jerry Jeudy.
You got to explain a little bit. I know he's a leader on his team.
Yes.
And the guys follow him. He's been with some of these guys for 2 to 3 years and like that. And then you're saying, not taking away from Trayvon Grimes, but you're saying that, hey,
I just don't see right now that go-getter mentality. Let me make those around me. Let me uplift
okay.
those around me to the level that they need to be or to my level.
Okay.
I don't see that part yet, Tony.
Hey, I understand.
And I see that out of Jerry Jeudy right now, which is a key part because you got both these teams on a collision course. They're going to meet. Yeah, they're going to meet this season.
But now, and you got to understand now.
They're in different classes.
But doesn't make a difference. But a lot of people don't realize that Deerfield leads this series.
Yes, they do.
Deerfield leads this series when it comes to St. Thomas and Deerfield.
The one loss that St. Thomas had last year came from the hands of Deerfield.
Which, at that point, pretty much hurt their state championship run.
Yes.
National championship run, not the state, but their national run.
So now we look at it again this year. Does it? Now we're really talking about national championship run for St. Thomas. So now that one loss can't be there.
Receiving core, bar none, Deerfield has the best receiving core to me I have seen out of all the teams.
Okay, you've gotten me to give you approval on that after us talking all week and doing our research.
All over.
Best receiving core is at Deerfield Beach.
And understand when I say core, guys, I don't mean two guys. I mean a plethora of guys. I mean receivers, tight ends. I mean, and the depth continues to go. That's what I mean.
And you're talking about another commitment from their group, their core receivers,
yes.
with Daywood Davis committing to University of South Florida
yes.
in this same week. So now we have another. We have the top guy committing tonight in that from that same receiving core.
And hold that right there. We're going to head to a commercial break. We're going to play a little bit of one of my tracks. Play that Sweet Home Alabama because I love it. Doug, our producer, going to play that Sweet Home Alabama And we're going to see how it goes because it is judgment time.
Is it going to be sweet for Alabama tonight?
We're back here on the Tony Sands Show. We're waiting on that hour. We got a couple of people that they're waiting on to come in. And at that point, we're going to make the announcement. I know we was telling all the people 8:30. We understand, hey, it is what it is, but we're waiting. And that's the beauty of when you're the man of the hour, everybody must wait
on you.
On you.
Yeah. That. So
everybody must wait on you.
Let it be as it may.
Yes. Anyway. Everybody must wait on you.
But we're down here live at the Tilted Kilt for Lauderdale.
It is what it is. Hey, it's
middle downtown.
It is.
Nice place.
Beautiful place.
TV's all over. Great
all over
food.
The place is getting ready. We're warming them up for the hour. The man of the hour. We're warming them up for the Jerry Jeudy decision. And it's going to be a highly anticipated decision that we got to make. Got to make it. It is what it is.
And
it happens.
And Do we get a curveball here that we don't see coming?
I don't know. I don't know. I just don't know.
I think I'm getting a feel from experience.
I don't
of
know
our show.
It's tough.
And going through things, I kind of feel a curveball coming, Tony.
You think a curveball is coming?
I kind of feel a curveball is coming.
Which curveball you think is coming?
I can't, you know, I can't say about that. But you know when you just, there's something in the room. There's something in the air that says we may not have a clear-cut answer or, you know, leaning towards being able to call this one. I just don't know.
But that's what I'm saying.
This one is going to be, no one knows.
I'm trying to tell you.
I mean, it makes the suspense great. I love it. But at this particular point, wow, if I'm on one of those coaching staffs, if I'm on one of those alumni groups, we may be holding hands, sweating palms.
Guys, I know everybody out there is waiting on this. We're waiting on it. Because guess what? Like I told people, I don't know what's going on. I don't know who's picking. I don't know what's going on. But I know when he makes this decision, it's going to be a beautiful decision. Wherever he goes, he's going to be spectacular.
Yeah.
And everybody is waiting.
And you're talking about a guy that's going to change your program.
Change it.
He's going to immediately become an impact player as soon as he comes in. So, you know, with this particular decision, you know, you have some coaches here looking at, okay, this is something that will really uplift my program. And if you're talking about if you're talking about a UM or a University of Tennessee.
But what out of those schools, where do you see him playing right away? And making the biggest impact. And making the biggest impact out of those programs. Where do you see him playing right away? And making the biggest impact that you can make.
Making the biggest impact?
Yes.
To be honest with you, I think it has to be UM, Tony.
The biggest impact you saying would be UM.
The biggest impact.
The biggest impact playing right away. Where do you see it? Where do you see it at?
I gotta say UM.
You gotta say UM.
Because he's gonna play right off the bat.
If you're
talking about that you're making a decision to go to UM and you're talking about Mark Richt's program and what he said
and
how he's changing things right now.
Pro style set,
big receiver, can work inside,
outside,
blow the top off of it.
Yes.
If I'm starting my program and like we talked about,
correct,
which receiver am I starting with?
Yes.
This may be his piece. So now, immediate impact, best situation. It may be UM.
It may be UM.
Maybe UM.
Guys, you know you can tune in. We got a lot of outlets. You got Facebook Live. We have YouTube Live. I mean, you can tune in if you want to visually see it. You can go, I'm quite sure, and find it out on every. Guys, y'all start tweeting out where they can look at it if they want to watch it live, because everybody, I'm quite sure, want to hear it, and they want
and
to
be tuned in,
hear
yes.
it and see it. You know, I'm a visual person, so I want to see it. I want to make sure that what I say and what he does is on the same wavelength. If he says Alabama, if he says Miami, if he says Florida State, I want to make sure I see him pick up the hat, because at that point, I know it's what? For real.
And that's where we go next. Is there going to be a hat trick up here that we're going to see?
I told you,
did he bring the hats with him?
I'm waiting to see. So, I'm waiting to see. We're waiting to see.
Yeah.
Everybody in the nation is waiting to see what takes place.
Wow. This is big. This is big.
Not big, huge.
And I'm and Tony, as you said before, I'm a Florida State guy.
Right.
But I have to be honest in my decision making and my interpretation of what's best for this kid.
Yeah.
And as we look at the landscape and these different schools and what they have to offer for Jerry Jeudy, I would say that UM would be the place where he can make the most immediate
impact.
Immediate impact. And I'm not talking about over a long term, but I'm talking about immediate impact would be UM.
And I see that. I was down at Paradise Camp, and I like what Mark Rick is doing now. I like that fire that he's bringing to those recruits that are trying to come to UM. When you're sitting down at Paradise Camp and you're seeing Warren Sapp, Hall of Famer, Ray Lewis, Hall of Famer, Michael Irving, Hall of Famer, you're talking about something that's out the norm.
Yeah.
And you're as a young receiver, and I'm getting a chance to see a Michael Irving, or I'm a defensive tackle, and I'm getting to see a Warren Sapp.
Yeah.
Or I'm a linebacker, and I'm getting to see Ray Lewis. It don't get no better than that nowhere.
Yeah.
Nowhere at all. We're going to run to a commercial break, and we're hoping when we come back for the commercial break that we have the decision.
Here we go.
We'll have
hold on to your seats.
Decision. So hold on to your seats.
All right, everyone. This is Doug at the BBS Radios, and we do have the answer. There's been a little bit of power outage there. Something's going on, but we do have your answer. And the answer is he's going to Alabama. Yeah, he's going to Alabama. So that's the Tony Sands Show. I wish we could ring it out with a nice close, but know this, he sends his love. He's going to be back next week, every week, same time. Tune in. And up next, Stargate Roundtable. Thank you for tuning in.